يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وابتغوا إليه الوسيلة وجاهدوا في سبيله لعلكم تفلحون.
Believers, fear Allah and seek the means to come near to Him and strive hard in His way. Maybe you will attain true success. Believers, fear Allah and seek the means to come near to Him. People are urged to solicit all means which might bring them close to God and enable them to please Him.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَوْ أَنَّ لَهُم مَّا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا وَمِثْلَهُ مَعَهُ لِيَفْتَدُوا بِهِ مِنْ عَذَابِ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَا تُقُبِّلَ مِنْهُمْ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ.
For those who disbelieved, even if they had all that is in the earth and the like of it with it, and they had offered it all as a ransom from chastisement on the day of resurrection, it will not be accepted of them. A painful chastisement lies in store for them.
يريدون أن يخرجوا من النار وما هم بخارجين منها ولهم عذاب مقيم.
They will wish to come out of the fire, but they will not. Theirs will be a long-lasting chastisement.
والسارق والسارقة فقطعوا أيديهما جزاء بما كسبا نكالا من الله والله عزيز حكيم.
As for the thief, male or female, cut off the hands of both. This is a recompense for what they have done, and an exemplary punishment from Allah. Allah is Almighty, All-Wise. As for the thief, male or female, cut off the hands of both.
The injunction is to cut off one, not both hands. There is consensus among jurists that in the event of the first theft, the right hand should be cut off. Theft is applicable only to acts involving the seizure by stealth of someone else's property. The punishment of cutting off a hand should, however, not be applied in cases where the value of the article stolen is less than that of a shield. In the time of the Prophet, peace be upon him, its value was 10 dirhams. Moreover, there are several things the theft of which would not necessitate cutting off a hand. For instance, theft of fruit, vegetables, food, a bird, paltry things, an item from the public treasury, etc., will not warrant cutting off a hand.
فَمَن تَابَ مِن بَعْدِ ظُلْمِهِ وَأَصْلَحَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يَتُوبُ عَلَيْهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ.
But he who repents after he has committed wrong and makes amends, Allah will graciously turn to him. Truly, Allah is all forgiving, all compassionate. Allah will graciously turn to him.
Forgiveness on the part of God does not mean that the hand of the thief should not be cut off. It rather means that he who repents and becomes righteous by purging his soul of the sin of stealing will be spared the wrath of God, who will remove the stain of that sin from him. But if after his hand has been cut off, the person concerned does not purge himself of evil intent and continues to nurture the same impure feelings which had led to his stealing and thus to the cutting off of his hand, it is evident that even though his hand has been severed from his body, stealing remains ingrained in his soul. The result will be that he will continue to merit God's wrath as he did before his hand was cut off. The Quran therefore directs the thief to seek pardon from God and to try to reform himself. Judicial punishment does not automatically purify a person's soul. Purity of soul can be achieved only by repentance and turning to God.
أَلَمْ تَعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ يُعَذِّبُ مَن يَشَاءُ يغفر لمن يشاء والله على كل شيء قدير.
Do you not know that to Allah belongs the dominion of the heavens and the earth? He chastises whom He wills and forgives whom He wills. Allah is all-powerful.
يَا أَيُّهَا الرَّسُولُ لَا يَحْزُنْكَ الَّذِينَ يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْكُفْرِ مِنَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا آمَنَّا بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَلَمْ تُؤْمِنْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَمِنَ الَّذِينَ هَادُوا سَمَّاعُونَ لِلْكَذِبِ سَمَّاعُونَ لِقَوْمٍ آخَرِينَ لَمْ يَأْتُوكَ يُحَرِّفُونَ الْكَلِمَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَوَاضِعِهِ يقولون إن أوتيتم هذا فخذوه وإن لم تؤتوه فاحذروا ومن يرد الله فتنته فلن تملك له من الله شيئا أولئك الذين لم يرد الله أن يطهر قلوبهم لهم في الدنيا خزي ولهم في الآخرة عذاب عظيم.
O Messenger, do not be grieved on account of those who vie with one another in disbelieving, even though they be those who say with their mouths, "We believe," but their hearts have no faith, or they be Jews who have their ears eagerly turned to falsehood and spy for other people who did not chance to come to you, who pervert the words of Allah, taking them out of their proper context in order to distort their meaning. They say to people, "If such and such teaching is given to you, accept it. If you are not given that, then avoid it. You can be of no avail to him whom Allah wills to fall into error." Those are the ones whose hearts Allah does not want to purify. For them, there is degradation in this world and a mighty chastisement in the next. If you are not given that, then avoid it.
This refers to the Jews who went about telling the ignorant masses that they should follow the teachings of the Prophet, peace be upon him, only if they conform to Jewish teachings.
You can be of no avail to him whom Allah wills to fall into error.
God's will to put someone to the test means that God confronts him in whom he sees the growth of evil with opportunities to commit evils, so that he might go through the struggle between good and evil within himself. If the person is not yet fully inclined towards evil, his latent potentialities to resist evil are revived. But if he has become excessively inclined towards evil and goodness has been totally crushed from within his being, then every such test is bound to entangle him still more tightly in evil. His well-wisher will now be powerless to rescue him.
سماعون للكذب أكالون للسحت فإن جاءوك فاحكم بينهم أو أعرض عنهم وإن تعرض عنهم فلن يضروك شيئا وإن حكمت فاحكم بينهم بالقسط إن الله يحب المقسطين.
They are listeners of falsehood and greedy devourers of unlawful earnings. If they come to you for your judgment, you may either judge between them or turn away from them. And were you to turn away from them, they shall not be able to harm you. And were you to judge between them, judge with justice. Surely Allah loves the just. And were you to judge between them, judge with justice. Surely Allah loves the just.
Until then, the Jews had not become full-fledged subjects of the Islamic State. Their relations with that state were simply based on agreements. They were therefore not legally bound to submit their disputes either to the Prophet, peace be upon him, for adjudication or to the judges appointed by him. But in cases where it seemed detrimental to their interests to have their dispute settled according to their own religious law, they approached the Prophet, peace be upon him, in the hope that the Prophet would give a different ruling, and they would thereby escape the application of their own religious law.
وَكَيْفَ يُحَكِّمُونَكَ وَعِنْدَهُمُ التَّوْرَاةُ فِيهَا حُكْمُ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ يَتَوَلَّوْنَ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ وَمَا أُولَٰئِكَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ
Yet, how will they appoint you a judge when they have the Torah with them, wherein there is Allah's judgment? And still, they turn away from it. The fact is, they are not believers.